Hi, this is Alexis from Crafty Video Membership, and I was attending your phone call. How may I assist you?
Actually, I was looking at my Crafty account, and I've seen that I've had it for a number of years. I had it when it was Crafty, then I had it when it was Blueprint, now, you know, back again, and I had like 18 classes, and now there's none of them on there. And so a guy sent me an email from one of your representatives that said I had to go through and find all the classes and let them know what they are and show proof that I bought them. Well, I screenshotted them on the phone, but hopefully I don't have to go through all that. If you can check and see, I had another account. It's bluebirdhappyhome@yahoo.com. I was having trouble logging in because I had two accounts. And I'm wondering if it will show up those classes on that count because they were supposed to merge them.
Okay, so that's Blue Bird. Did you spell all the words out all the way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bluebirdhappyhome@yahoo.com.
Okay, so that email isn't pulling up here. What's the other email?
It's childrensbookartist@yahoo.com.
Is that with an S on children?
Yes, it is, yes.
Children's book artist. Okay.
@yahoo.com. And it's showing absolute, since I signed up for the year, the 249 or whatever.
Yes,
nothing,
ma'am. Can you verify your last name and your full mailing address?
Yes, it's Vicki Umbrate, 4170 Tom Court, Mims, Florida, 32754.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that information. So it do show us here on that account that you do have an annual membership. And you paid $2.49, which is set to expire on October the 16th of next year. And you said that you're not able to see your classes.
No, I had like 18 classes on there. And they are all on there when you guys just started switching over again. And I was like, yay, they got pretty much all of them except for a couple free classes that I had on there. And I was happy that they were all there. But since they put the $249 or whatever that is on there, the annual membership, now none of them are showing up. And I spent a couple $100, so, I mean, I'm a little bit miffed, you know?
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. So would you prefer to give me your Crafty password over the phone, or would you prefer me to change your password? Which one do you prefer?
I'm sorry, what is it?
Would you prefer to give me your Crafty password over the
phone?
Oh,
I can give it to you. Yeah, it's happiness123. And
you say happiness?
Yes, and an exclamation point, I think.
Okay, so that password is not allowing me in. So to keep from locking your account, the second try, I'm just going to reset it to a temporary one. And once we get done, you can reset it back, okay?
Yeah, I can just change it to something else because that's an old password anyways, and I don't even use it anymore except for I probably already changed it and didn't know it. So.
Okay, so I don't see your classes on your account. And also on this membership that you paid the $2.49 for, it shows that it don't show your order history of your account, but that free 4 to 5 day Crafty access that we did give on Blueprint members when we switched over, it have, when I look at the order history on that account, it has, like, your order history all the way from August, like the $0.
He said, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but there's two accounts for under Children's Book Artist. And
yes,
I'm like,
it
what?
Is. But
yeah.
The Children's Book Artist, it's not actually two accounts. You really have one active account because the one that he's talking about, it expired on October the 16th, and there wasn't a membership that you actually purchased. There was a membership that we signed Blueprint members up for so that when we switched over, they were still allowed to log in on their account to view their classes.
Now, that one right there, that one that expired you're talking about, That was the one that had all my classes on it.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm trying to see why. Let me try to just search you by your. I'm not sure why it's not.
I know. It's just really getting frustrating. And I mean, they should let you, I mean, download everything you had somehow. You know what I mean? To be able to keep everything, all those classes that you had to pay for, because they were like, oh, yeah, lifetime access. Well, the lifetime access wasn't lifetime access, you know?
Let me see.
It's actually the reason why I'm not buying any other classes is because they can't seem to get my classes straightened out on here, you know?
Yes,
and I don't
want to
spend
just
money.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm just going to get you transferred to a supervisor because I'm not sure what's going on. I'm confused myself. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I appreciate you. Thank you for trying to help me.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I want to thank you for calling the Crabby Video membership. You have a wonderful day.
Are you going to transfer me to the supervisor right now?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay, I didn't know how long you were open. Okay, great. Thank you.